Hello everyone, welcome to the PC Game, a very special podcast devoted entirely to Minecraft, a game about blocks. joining us today is Graham.
Hello.
Hello Graham, what's your favourite thing about Minecraft? Make it quick.
the clay block.
Okay, Craig, what's your favourite block in Minecraft?
Adminium.
Adminium?
Yeah.
Okay.
It lanes the bottom of the world, so you don't follow it.
Actually, it's no, TNT, fuck it.
Fuck it. Tom, what's your favourite block?
Mine is iron ore, because I get really excited when I see it.
Yeah. Cool.
I always think, is that gold? No, that's not. But I can hit
gold
things
is useless.
So, we're doing a podcast about Minecraft. Why? Like, why have you convinced me that this is a good idea?
It's the biggest PC game this year.
Yeah, basically.
It's the biggest PC game this year.
No, it's the best PC game this year, I'd say. But. It's very large.
So you guys are playing it. So I played it a little bit a while ago, and it seems to be, you know, you move stuff around, you make a block, you make a house, you make a sauna, you sit in your sauna,
destroy stuff, and
or you just go for a walk and see the amazing scenery.
Okay. So how did you get into it, Graham? What drew you to it?
I got into it way before it was popular, and everyone who likes it,
everyone's to Graham. Yeah.
Graham's wearing a scarf at the moment.
Everyone who likes it now is a poser, essentially. I liked it before it was cool. I started playing it last year when it was just what's now called Minecraft Classic, which is just a free build mod. You left click, deletes a block, right click, places a block, and it had multiplayer servers where you could just connect to a server through your browser. You could play the whole game in your browser, and people ran around and did communal building of things. And they built incredible things. They built underground bases. They built rocket ships. They built pixel art versions of famous game characters. None of that stuff could move or work or anything like that, but it looked really pretty, and you could, you know, explore a little bit and have fun with your friends. The guy who created it, Notch, has now introduced survival mode, and that's what we're all playing.
What is survival mode?
Survival mode is makes, like in the classic building mode, blocks just had different textures, but they all acted the same way. So you had like a block with a sand texture on it, but it didn't actually act like sand. What survival does, first of all, is make blocks actually act like they look like they should. So dirt acts like dirt, iron acts like iron. You know, you can mine iron out, smelt it down, get the metal, and then use that to craft other stuff. So that's the second thing, crafting system. You can now make tools. You get a diamond axe that's better than an iron axe. You can mine things quicker. Third thing he's done is add monsters. And the monsters only spawn in the dark. So you spawn during the day, and you know, you're just on an island. You're just in the middle of this randomly generated world. It's infinite in every direction. You can just walk off and go explore and find new areas. But when it gets dark, skeletons that shoot arrows are going to appear. Creepers that get explode when they get near you are going to appear. And zombies.
Skeleton.
Skeleton, like. I'm going to go with.
Okay. Giant spiders as well.
Yeah, and giant spiders, which are really creepy. So you have to get light, you know, essentially, to stave them off. And to get light, you have to get coal. And the best way to get coal is to get it from caves. And then the caves are dark, so you get more monsters and so on.
The game doesn't really explain this. And my first experience with Minecraft was, I did play it a year ago or whatever when it was just a free build thing. And it was interesting.
So you're all fucking hipsters, both of you.
I played it first.
I was actually going to say, like, I'm the guy who didn't like it before it was cool. So okay. Back then, it was just a sort of vaguely interesting toy where you could just, you know, add and remove blocks. Didn't really do anything for me. It was when they added a health bar that I started to get really interested in it, which is when it got popular, so I'm not cool in any way. But I didn't know, like, even though I knew it changed a lot and it was kind of about survival and that there were monsters and stuff, that was really all I knew when I started playing it. And so I spawned this world, and it was this amazingly beautiful, like, snowy landscape with, like, craggy mountains and overhangs and waterfalls and stuff. And I was just completely elated in exploring a space. It randomly generates the world, so every time you start a new game, you're seeing something completely unique to you. And the world generator is amazing. I don't know what the logic it works on is, but it's just like, sometimes you just see normal rolling hills and it's a very convincing real landscape. Other times you just see incredible weird geometrical sculptures and like bizarre rock formations and incredible like deep dark caves, because it does have like a lighting system, and it's fairly rudimentary, but it means that when there's overhangs, they have these amazing dark shadows underneath them, and stuff like that. And this world is absolutely amazing. I just was climbing up a mountain in the snow and found this awesome waterfall and was climbing up behind it. And it was just an explosion and I died. And it was about four or five games before I actually figured out, someone told me that you should try and mine some coal before it becomes nighttime. Until that point, I didn't have any way of making light, and so I could mine, and I could walk around freely during the day, but when nighttime came, monsters would just spawn anywhere, because everywhere is dark. And I could mine into a mountain and block myself in. But if I block myself in completely, it's completely pitch dark. So you have no idea which direction you came from. And if you try and mine out, you could be mining directly into the mountain again and just never see the light of day. And so I just sit in a little hole with a two block hole with one block behind me. So I wasn't completely walled in, but I had just a tiny window to this really dark landscape. There's a small amount of moonlight, enough that you can see which direction you came from. But even with a little window there, you can't see much. You have really squinted it. And night lasts about 15 minutes or something. It's a long time. So and all that time, you can just hear this kind of clanking of bones for the skeletons. Yeah. And then every now and then you hear inches from your ear. And it just makes you jump out of your fucking skin.
Did they have the arrows at that point? Because I would get hit by arrows if that happened.
Yeah, because I was looking out the window, and then I'd hear that noise, and it'd scare the shit out of me. So I bricked it up with earth, but didn't move the mouse, because I wanted to make sure I knew which direction I'd come from. Waited for ages, then poured the earth away, because I didn't have any picks or anything. I didn't know how to craft. So I just scrabbled the earth away with my hand to see if it was daylight or not. And the second the block went down, there's shoot, and this arrow embeds in the rock inches from my face. And I just bricked it up again. Waited for even longer.
See, that doesn't... I mean, it sounds fun. It doesn't sound like...
That's just one man's experience.
Ludicrous. Yeah,
that's a Tom experience, to be honest.
That's the start of...
But I get the impression everyone has had that experience in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no tutorial.
Yeah. Yeah, when you start out, it's like that. But eventually you realise you can become powerful, you can protect yourself, and then it's a choice of exploring or making stuff, you know?
Okay.
I mean, everyone else seems to make stuff. I'm terrible at making stuff, so I just head off in random directions and
so
look for nice
things.
We've
got our own kind of server running that we're keeping private for the moment.
Yeah.
But... You made a sauna? How did that happen?
Rich wanted to make a sauna.
Okay.
We hauled out a mountain, as you do.
Yeah.
And at the time, Rich and I were just kind of diving off the top and into a pool at the bottom. And then...
Because I really ruined that, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you ruined it. It took a long time to fix that.
Sorry. I put down a lot of water.
Put down a lot of water, and we had to sort of hide it. But there was just sort of at the bottom of this massive long drop, we were jumping off and getting this weird thrill of the movement and the distance and the travel we're getting from there. Just at the bottom, Rich just decided he wanted to build a sauna. So we built a glass swimming pool over some lava,
yeah.
And then climbed up the wall a bit and then built some waterfalls into the sauna. It's a very beautiful natural sauna, I have to say.
There's a steam room.
There's a steam room in the hot tub.
PC gamer, while you were doing this, I was trying to figure out what was the biggest explosion I could make. And I guess everyone has done that in the game. But I made a crater.
You made a waterfall.
I made a waterfall.
Which is actually quite a pretty feature of the world, actually, right now. Because I've been riding off it on my boat.
Oh, that's nice.
Just getting people to come after. Every time I introduced Owen, who we talked about in the last podcast, Andy and Martin Davies, who are all console gamers, mostly. And we brought them into the world, and I was showing them around our little world. It's like, everyone getting boats now. Driving off the edge of the waterfall. Come on, follow me.
So all the stuff that you use in the game, like a boat, have to cut down a tree and then turn wood into planks and then put the planks in a kind of U-shaped formation in your crafting box and then hit a button and that turns into a boat. Then you drop the boat in the world and then you get in the boat and then you can steer it and it travels across land. Water. That's the point of a boat, isn't it?
Unless you're in SubCom 2.
Yeah, that's true.
So the game's developed kind of...
It's still being developed right now.
It's not a finished game, but
still an alpha.
It's still
an alpha. It's not even beta yet. It's still alpha.
Oh, it's 1.01 version or something like that. Yeah. I think it's cheating now.
But it's being that development, that kind of constant development of new stuff coming. Do you think that's helped the success of it?
Definitely. He's not been doing it as much at the moment because his game got so popular that he's mostly working on kind of infrastructure stuff at the moment, just trying to keep the game up and running.
Find an office.
Yeah, find an office and hire people and manage his millions of dollars.
Stuff.
What was I talking about?
The
development process.
Did the update.
The development process, yeah. He used to do the Friday update, which was a secret thing where he wouldn't tell people what he'd added. Just every Friday you would launch the game, it would automatically download the patch, and that would take about 3 seconds, and then it'd just be something new.
Yeah.
And for a game that's partly about exploration, these randomly generated worlds and just going out and exploring, you know, having some just
found a duck.
Yeah, just loading up the game, chickens. Loading up the game, and all of a sudden there's sheep. It's just fantastic. Okay. It was that sense of, oh my god.
Actually, he did in the last Friday update he did before going to his organizational stuff, he did add a duck in terms of a duck key. You can now hold down shift and you go slightly lower and you don't fall off edges.
Yeah, you can use that too.
Is that in there? I haven't found it. Okay. And why? So the developments have slowed down now?
He's just one man dealing with a community, massive community now, so he's got a lot of responsibility on him.
Okay, but there is a Halloween...
He's working on the Halloween update.
Which kind of feels more like Team Fortress 2, I guess, than...
Yeah, the naming of it is very Valve.
The website is kind of Valve-ish as well, but with Minecraft blockiness to it.
Yeah, and he's adding a bunch of things in that. Like, one of the things he's adding is a fast travel system where you can kind of... I don't understand fully how it works, but I think you can go through a portal to hell and then like walk a few steps in hell, and that equals a lot of steps
in the real world.
Yeah. But I'm assuming hell is dangerous.
We all used to get to work, don't we?
I'm assuming that hell is dangerous in some way. I mean, I know it's
filled there's fire there, definitely.
Fire and lava, but I don't know if there's monsters or anything like that.
It's a hell world.
He's released one screenshot of it, but...
Yeah, it was kind of murky. But he's also adding...
pumpkins.
Different that makes sense. He's had different atmospheres within the worlds themselves now, so you'll maybe come across a snowier level.
Yeah, the moment when you randomly generate a world, it's just there's a chance that instead of the normal grassy world, it'll be a snow world. So all the water will be frozen and there'll be snow on the ground and snow falling from the sky constantly. And he's adding biomes, so you'll be able to travel north and come across the snowy
regions
area.
With different climates. Yeah. So the snowy will be a region rather than a whole world type. Yeah. And
how big are the worlds that it produces?
8 times the surface of the Earth. Yeah. That's only
I definitely need a fast chat.
That's only because of the limitations of modern PCs.
Right.
It randomly generates the world, but it doesn't actually randomly generate the entire world the second you spawn.
So it
randomly generates as you go. So the biomes thing, we were thinking like, oh, does this mean we're going to have to wipe our whole server when that comes out so we can take advantage of this? And you won't, because it hasn't generated your whole world yet. Like, it's only generated a little patch that you've been walking around it. Yeah. So if you want to check out the biomes, just keep heading north and you'll get to a new area. And as it generates that, it'll take that into account. And it might be a desert or it might be a, you know.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing right now. Everyone's staying at the sort of spawn area and building stuff. I've just decided I'm going to head off randomly and see how far I can get and see what I can find.
I know how far you can get. You can get 8 times the surface of the Earth.
And I'll get damn it.
The basic principle of it is just reducing a world to these 1 meter cubes. So everything's just those simple blocks. Yeah. And it's also a low-res game in terms of, like, the textures are low resolution. They're not as low resolution as the blocks. Like, obviously, it's not one pixel per block or anything. But they're very chunky as well. But then the game itself, it just runs at whatever res you're running at. So, you know, in terms of... It's not like playing a retro game, because everything is perfectly crisp in terms of the lines and stuff. It's just kind of an art thing. And what's interesting is that when it generates, a random landscape like this... I mean, I guess there aren't really many games that do generate a proper 3D landscape, and it's often talked about, and it's not really something people have figured out how to do. But he clearly has. And the fact that it's made of these 1 meter chunks, which are pretty big, means that when you see like a massive mountain, you can see the size of each chunk. And so you have an immediate and instinctive sense of how big that thing is. So when you see like an incredible overhang, like this huge mass of rock, you know... instantly how vast it is. Like, it's not just small and next to your eye. And also, you know, like, you have a sense of its solidity and just how that it's all made of this real material. Every item in every block in this world is destructible. You can mine wherever you like, you can create whatever you like. It's just an amazing sense of like this real world.
It's like the thing Red Faction should have been.
Yeah,
because I think the landscapes it produces are really extraordinary. Like, they are in all is that joke that PC games are about terrain. But they are the best terrain and the longest terrain. And like
you should never read the Minecraft forums and look at threads of people's worlds, because they'll make you feel terrible about your own. You keep like every new world you create. The one we generated on the PC Gamer server, it just seems amazing. Like everywhere you go, you just find something absolutely fascinating. Like you'll just be in a cave and you'll keep walking, and then you realize there's a waterfall in this cave and it goes into an underground river and you can follow the river underground and it leads to these other dark caves with monsters in and that kind of stuff. And then the next world you create will seem even more amazing. And then you go on the forums and you realize, oh shit, some people have just found paradise.
It's just absolutely fascinating.
There's the last world I created at home. It's not like the best one I've ever seen or anything, but I fell in love with it completely because It's one with definite overhangs, like it's got mountains that kind of arch over. And there's one, some of them are stupid, some of them are just like floating islands, which in general the engine doesn't do, but sometimes they just happen. On that one, I've just stacked up a bunch of blocks underneath, so it's just like a long stick to support it. There you go, world. Now it makes sense. But the bit that I absolutely love about it is that there's this massive overhang with like a kind of undulating kind of landscape beneath it. And there's just like one little gap in the mountain above, so just one little hole, and light shines down into it. So there's this massive dark cave, which is this one little glowing patch. So I planted a tree there. It's going to grow eventually.
And does I know grass grows in it because I've decimated enough kind of mountains to know that eventually there'll be.
In fact, you can decimate a mountain.
Yeah, awesome. It's pretty good. But those, so do, like trees do grow.
Yeah, and, you can plant trees. There's,
I read like. You have the whole wiki page on how trees work, and it's incredible. Like every aspect, you find like some wheat or something. I found some wheat in a chest. That was my loot for raiding a dungeon in Minecraft. I got some wheat and some string. Like, oh yay! And then I find out later you can make bread. Like you could just have a bakery and make bread with wheat, and you can also plant wheat and start a wheat farm, and it'll propagate and all this stuff.
That's what we need to do on the server. I want to make a farm.
See, in a way, we've kind of ruined it for ourselves, given us all these admin powers. We can just spam as much.
Well, I'll tell you what. Shall we?
I could limit them. I'm quite happy to.
Shall we? We could restart and just make a blank.
Start again. Let's make a farm. We can live.
Can we turn the admin powers off?
Turn to a simpler time, JC.
I can turn a lot of this stuff off. I've still got to research it. But
because I want to blow up one more mountain.
One last thing.
The plants themselves are just awesome. There's all these rules about how a tree can grow and how big it'll grow and
kind of
how much light
touch.
It needs. Turns out it doesn't need sunlight, so you can just plant torches next to a sapling on the ground and they'll grow.
So the way we'll roleplay this, is that previously gods lived on this earth.
There's a race of mighty gods.
And now we have to live in the craters they create in the they left us. Okay?
Okay.
Fine, good. I'm glad that's settled.
PC Gamer US also have a server, which is kind of currently that's the public PC Gamer server, and loads of people are coming on there and doing awesome stuff. And there's amazing castles and things. We were doing a massive strip mining operation, things like that. And I connected there just to see what the lag would be like, just to see if there's going to be any problems with UK readers connecting to it. And I just had to check that. It was going to take like 30 seconds. But this is Minecraft. I don't spend that much of my life playing it because I know to resist it if I don't have the time. But every time I do start it, I end up playing it for like 4-6 hours. And so I fired it up just to test the lag, destroyed a few blocks. That seemed to work. Pig was teleporting a bit, but that's okay. And then went down to the beach, and there's a couple of cacti growing there. And cacti are just these blocks, green blocks that are spiky and they hurt you when you're near them. And they grow to like 3 blocks tall, which is 3 meters, and then they stop. And you can knock chunks off them, and then you've got a block of cactus, and you can put that down. As long as it's on sand, it will grow again, and it has light. And so I just knocked them all down to one block and used the excess box to build other ones next to it in a big diagonal line. You can't build them right next to each other because they have spikes that need to take up a square. And I ended up, by the time I finished, one of them had already grown again to 2 blocks, so I knocked that one off and made it into a longer line. And then that just kind of kept on happening, like not instantaneously. I started waiting for it. And then I just keep on knocking the blocks off and making this long, long line of 1 meter tall cacti that were going to grow to 3 meters tall. And then I hit the edge of the beach. And so I thought, okay, I just go off at 90 degrees and make like a corner. And I realized, hang on, I'm making a big fort here. I've just made the ground plan for this big fort made of cactus. And once I've done that, I realized, okay, I've got to grow this tall. And that's no problem. You can just pick up a block of cactus, put it on top of another cactus, and you've got a 4 meter tall cactus now. But of course, it stops growing because it's already at its maximum height. It's actually over its maximum height. And I was still chopping these down. They weren't all at maximum height. But then I started thinking, hang on, if I made another wall inside this castle, then that wall would keep growing, and I could keep cutting it back down to 1, and then putting the excess blocks on the outside cactus. Every time you do this, like all the time you're harvesting, when a cactus block comes off, if it hits another cactus, it destroys itself because it's hit a spike. Right? Yeah. The spike kind of skewers the cactus somehow. So the only way to be sure you catch the block of cactus before it hits one is to be standing on top of it. So or right next to it. And all the time you're doing that, you're going, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. And it would be killing me, except that they haven't implemented health properly on the multiplayer side of it yet. So single player, you have to really watch your health and monsters are deadly and all that. Multiplayer is just a big fun ground right now because nothing can hurt you. And the only thing you have to put up with is just a character going, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh.
Do monsters have health?
No, they can't die either.
Okay.
which means zombies just run up to you and hug you because they got their arms extended, but they're not hurting you and you're not hurting them. So it's just like...
A hug is just an attack. It doesn't hurt.
So then I had two different walls like nested within each other and was able to keep harvesting the inner wall to make the outer wall taller. And then the outer wall got too tall for me to jump onto it. So I had to like build up to it and then stand on the top of it and then run around the top of the outside wall of this cactus tower and just kept on doing that till it was like 10 meters tall. And then realized I was only there to check the lag. When I finished, I turned around and looked at this big like sandy expanse that I'd enclosed. There's just a little chicken standing in the middle of it.
So, it is the best PC game of the moment, isn't it?
Well, obviously, after you've listened to it.
All that cactus building. Like, it's weird. Just the thought of building a farm. Now I've got a project, I just have to go and play it immediately.
It's not abstract in any way. Yeah. It's just, chink, I've got a thing. I can make something with this. It's really satisfying. It's like, you're almost like a builder in real life.
I always wanted to love Dwarf Fortress.
Yeah.
Always really, really wanted
to. This is the Dwarf Fortress you can love.
Yeah. But I can never get into it. I can never...
You have to get me put out of the box. I mean, get the box release.
This is Dwarf Fortress where you are just one of the dwarves, I guess, is the way to think of it. But it is so satisfying to just build things. I feel like I get the pleasure from that other people get from working with their hands to build furniture and stuff like that. Like this is hobby craft to me. Whereas, you know, I'm building a castle. I spent 30 hours doing that.
Have you ever been to Hobbycraft?
No, I don't really. What's Hobbycraft?
It's a giant superstore for knitting. Hobbycraft.
Yeah. Sounds like the word I wanted to say, but...
Yeah. Just never go there because it's full of kind of old ladies and small children.
It does.
Sorry, that's a bit... I hate both those groups. Yeah. So.
There's definitely like a... It's unusual in games to be building something, and building something that's of your own design is inherently satisfying.
Yeah.
There's also something about Minecraft that it's not that easy to build things. Like, it takes a long time, but once you have a vision in your head, you're happy to just keep on working on it, no matter how repetitive it is. Yeah. Even if it's just mining, which is probably the most boring thing you can do in Minecraft. You're just hitting a block three times until it vanishes and then moving on to the next block. But when you have like a long-term objective in your head, you don't notice that what you're doing is repetitive. You're just constantly thinking on it. And I always think it must be like what it was like to work on the pyramids or something. But what you're doing absolutely sucks. Like, your life is just terrible. But you're kind of thinking, this pyramid's going to be badass.
Well, I mean, I built the castle and it took about 30 hours all told. And that was just, I spawned in a really nice area. I had a little pool just inland from the sea. Yeah. And so I knocked down the gap between the pool and the sea to create this kind of bay area, and I thought, okay, I want to build walls around this, and I started doing that, but there wasn't that much rock around, and I could have just dug down, but I decided what I wanted to do is get a compass, which always points towards your spawn, create a boat, and go off and find an island to just strip mine. And so I did that. I just got in a boat, I sailed off, and I found a nice looking island, and then I just layer by layer from the top down took apart every piece of it, put it inside crates, and then made trips back and forward between where I wanted to build my castle and where this island was that I just stripped, loading up my pockets with dirt and stone, getting in my boat and sailing off and then coming back again. And you do that 3-4 times and then spend hours building the thing, and now I have this enormous castle which I can go off and explore. It's the feeling of having a home, essentially. Like, you have a central location which is yours. This is my base. And so I go off, in my boat and explore the world and find nice caves and that kind of thing. And that has a great sense to it because the caves are completely random. You're the first person to see them. And they feel... Obviously, that's true of the above ground as well, but the fact that the caves are hidden in some way, to just kind of stumble really into them and see how deep they are is really exciting. But then, I get in my boat and I head back home again. And as I come through the fog, I start to see the torches appear on the outskirts of my castle.
And the music kicks in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, the music is beautiful in Minecraft. It's completely incidental and plays quite rarely, actually. It's like quite a treat when it plays. Yeah. But it's just this really soft, like mournful piano that just goes ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I think guess that's enough talking about Minecraft then. I think
there's never enough talking about Minecraft.
Okay.
I interviewed George Fan, the designer of Plants vs. Zombies, and I spoke to him for about 50 minutes, and it's just me asking a question and then him talking for a bit, and then I asked him what games he was playing, and he said he was playing lots of indie stuff but he couldn't really think of anything, and he said, what games come out in the last 6 months, indie game? And I said, are you playing Minecraft? And he said, oh no, I haven't tried that yet, what's that like? And then the transcript from the interview is just me for like a page and a half, My mouth opened and George Fan got lava streams of Minecraft in his face, and then at the end of it it's just George Fan going, oh, okay. I'm Megan. Oh, I should let you go now.
It's
and then 4 a.m. there.
I asked the Lego Universe guys, like a lead designer, creative director or something of Lego Universe, what they thought of Minecraft. Because they're showing me all this creative stuff. They're like lecturing me about player creativity and how, you know, this revolution of people being able to make whatever they want and make it all work. So what did you guys make of Minecraft? What's that?
Oh, gosh.
Not only none of them ever played it, they just simply hadn't heard of it.
Well, to be fair, they're in the middle of building their own universe of this.
But that's I think that's interesting. That it's weird because they're so wrapped up in their own thing, they haven't looked at major developments in the same genre.
I have interested a bunch of people, have seen it spread. So all the developers I see on Twitter are all talking about it. Like people like Clint Hawking. Valve did a big thing about it as well.
Yeah, just telling everyone
about
it. Well.
Yeah. So, in fact, Valve tried to hire him, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, but he was just like, I guess.
He flew out to Seattle and I think met with Valve and a couple other companies.
Yeah, there's a bunch of companies, but I'm
wouldn't
sure
be surprised to see it transfer to Steam, because currently he's using his own little server log-on solution, and that's not going to scale well.
No, it's already. It's already not.
Yeah. I think just being able to use Steam servers for that kind of authentication would be really useful for him.
Hmm.
And obviously Steam.
Yeah, it
would be. I'd love to have it.
What would you change about the game?
I'd make a tutorial.
Yeah.
He's coming up with a really smart way of doing it, actually, because you don't want to explain too much because it is a process of discovery and everything. Yeah. So he's just going to do, well, I don't know if this is all he's going to do, but he's going to do a sort of crafting tech tree. So it'll just, when you pick up some stone pick up some stone and you have some wood, it'll say, oh, with this stone and wood, you could make a stick and then a thing. And it will never tell you what the next thing is, but it'll just say, here's a thing you can make with what you have.
I mean, the way we play it in server right now, we've got a mod on there that allows it to like warp around and stuff like that. I would build that into the game.
Okay.
You know, maybe like you build a stone thing in the shape of something and then you're far away.
I do kind of feel like I missed out on the experience of
just discovering the game.
Yeah. But then I played the single player version of it and I went through everything you guys did of kind of making a house and everything else. But I felt really lonely in it.
That's why it's great. I mean, that's why the
multiplayer is
brilliant.
Is fantastic.
Have everyone doing exactly the stuff they'd be doing in single player, but you can go over and help them, or you can just go off and wander. That's what I really like.
How we could have made Graham's Castle in an hour if we'd have wanted to.
It took about half an hour to make the sauna.
Yeah. It's not as good as your castle, though, is it?
No.
it's a glass sauna.
It's pretty cool, but I mean, I helped you build it with Rich, but it's not as satisfying as when you've done it the kind of proper way without just typing /div. 4664.
Jazz made an orbital weapons platform.
Nice.
Just like this block of obsidian in the sky from which he drops TNT to destroy the world beneath him. But that's on his private server.
Right. That's it. Thank you very much, guys, for talking about Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Anytime.
Yeah.
We'll do more special podcasts
about Minecraft.
It's quite good because it's a game that deserves talking about a lot, but if we had a conversation of this length in the regular podcast, there'd be a chunk of the listeners saying, for fuck's sake, shut up.
All right, well, thank you very much, guys. I'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.